And now this is a dictation for Douglas Hinken, H-I-N-K-E-N, November 28, 62. Address as a letter, Dr. Page, P-A-G-E, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Page, follow up for Mr. Hinken, who has hypertension secondary to likely primary hyperaldosteronism. Last visit was a year ago. Today, we did a telemedicine. He denies hospital emergency room. Some night cramps, but no claudications. Isolated, probably a flare-up of his colitis. The last few days, some loose stools. There are plans for colonoscopy, denies any fever, abdominal pain, denies vomiting, denies blood in the stool or mucus. Weight actually a few pounds below a year ago, 216 versus 223. Other review system is completely negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, takes Aldactone and Valsartan for his inflammatory colitis. And his sclerosing cholangitis remains on Asacol. Next paragraph. Blood pressure at home, close to 140 over 100, higher than baseline. He's able to speak in full sentences, alert to the intestine free without gross respiratory distress. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Kidney function remains stable, creatinine at 1.0. A normal sodium, potassium, all metabolic acidosis. GFR is better than 60. No albumin protein in the urine, no blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension associated to activity for aldosterone, initially presented with low potassium. A fairly good response with Aldactone through the years, with evidence of losing control right now. Incidental adrenal nodule, which could be the source of the aldosterone. We have discussed about medication versus invasive procedure surgery. He decided to keep doing medical treatment through the years. He's been treated for primary sclerosing cholangitis and ulcerative colitis. Maybe an exacerbation GI symptoms. Kidney function remains stable. I'm requesting him to do a collection of urine 24 hours for aldosterone. If level came high or upper normal, despite the present dose of Aldactone and Valsartan, I will increase further the Aldactone, which for primary hyperaldosteronism sometimes can go as high as 200 milligrams. He will do that on the next few days. We will adjust medications as indicated above. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.